Thanks for watching Glorious Living. Today we're going to study the Word of God together and discuss the power of thanks. Hello, my name is Kathy Duplantis. I'm so glad you're joining me today in Studio C, and I have Chrissy with me.
Yes, ma'am. And you know, Pastor Kathy, I'm so thankful for you.
Oh,
I'm
thankful for you too. And so many things I have to be thankful for. You know what? We're celebrating Thanksgiving this week in the USA.
Oh, yes, we are. So happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It's awesome. This is one of my favorite holidays, and I guess you know why.
It's all about eating,
It's all about giving thanks and eating.
Really about being thankful. Because, you know, if you think about the first Thanksgiving, how the pilgrims came to America, how they really didn't have the food, and the Indians helped them out.
I don't know
if you had children that are in school. Maybe you have a little play that they had to do.
We all went to school.
We always learned that in school.
Yeah.
Did you make, like, the little pilgrim hat?
I was actually the Indian, and my Indian name was Yellow Butterfly. It's like one of those things you always remember, those little Thanksgiving plays.
Only you, Chrissy.
Oh, I would be Yellow Butterfly. And it was just, it's awesome to teach our children about Thanksgiving and about being thankful to God all year round.
Right. Of course, as a nation, we have so much history that we're thankful for. But as the believers, we have so much more to be thankful for. So we put it all together because, you know, homes around the country are going to put their food out on the table, not me. I'm making reservations this year. Actually,
I even turned
it over to my daughters this year. I gave her the responsibility to make reservations.
There you go. That's how you do it.
That's what a good mama does.
That's
she teaches a child.
Train them up
things.
In the way they should go. Yep, indeed.
But we've done it before. I think last year we had the turkey on the table. It was really nice. We ate too much, but then you get all the leftovers. When you go out to a restaurant, you know, to get their buffet, you don't get the leftovers.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, there's something about those Thanksgiving leftovers. It just, my stomach's growling a little bit, but it's just so awesome to sit here in Studio C and to say thank you to you as well who watch. We actually put it on the cover of our magazine this month, The Power of Thanks, and just to give God all the glory, honor, and praise, and to thank those who watch. I mean, without you, the word is going out because you're watching, you're sharing this with your family and friends, and it's just so awesome. So thank you for tuning in today.
Yeah, we have so much to be thankful for, and that's why we're going to study today. Actually, it's an article from this magazine.
Yes,
it's called The Power of Thanks.
It's an
article by Jesse that you and I are going to study again.
I love it. I love being able to sit here and study.
Mm-hmm. I love that, too. We're going to start in the Bible. If you have your Bible, go and open it up to Colossians. We're going to look at Colossians 3 and see some things because it's important to say thank you to God every day.
Amen.
And in Colossians chapter 3, there's something about those two words, thank you. And when they're given with sincerity, nearly everyone responds favorably.
That's
See,
right.
God's interested in hearing us express ourselves to Him. You know, anytime you look throughout the world, you'll see so many people that said thank you to God.
Oh,
in fact, that's how we're to enter God's presence with praise and thanksgiving.
And I'm telling you what, I don't know, but when I'm going through something that might be a little tough, when I start giving praise and thanksgiving to God, my countenance is lifted, my head instantly is lifted, and I'm thankful we have that ability to give Him thanks.
And you know, that's what it just shows us, that God knows us better than we know ourselves.
That's right.
And even if you don't feel thankful, but you say thank you, and you start meditating on all the things you have to be thankful for rather than the problems,
It
changes your perspective, it changes your attitude, it lifts you.
Yeah.
So God wants us, He gave us the recipe to be lifted up and to feel complete in His presence. We're going to read our scripture our text from the article. It's Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, and Chrissy's going to read that for us.
Yes, and it says, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." That's so good. Whatsoever ye do, whatever we do.
Yeah.
And I love when you and boss, you always say, whatsoever means whatsoever. I mean, you name it. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's so true. And so find something to be thankful for. I was just thinking about how Jesse and I would just take these long motorcycle trips with our friends, and we'd be going on these long drives. I remember one time somebody had something wrong with their motorcycle, so we all had to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes when we were driving along, there wasn't a shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't always in a place where you could pull to the side. And so I remember just being thankful. I was thankful that we had a shoulder to be able to pull over on, and so our friend could fix his bike or adjust something. And I remember saying that, my friend Vicki Burke, Vicki and Dennis Burke were riding along with us, and I remember making a comment, aren't you thankful that we have this shoulder that we can stop on? And here we were broken down in the middle of, I don't know, Idaho, I don't know where we were, someplace in the West, and nothing was around for miles. And this other bike needed a little repair job, and they were able to find a little ring exactly right there on the ground.
Oh, wow.
That was needed, and they knew what to do with it. It was Jerry Savelle's bike, and he was able to fix it. And I remember saying that to Vicki Burke, and she just laughed. I can't believe you find it something to be thankful for. We're stranded here. And she laughed about it, but it made me realize, you know, that had become my habit.
Yes.
To find something to be thankful for, and it did change my attitude. Instead of griping and complaining,
that's right.
That day, it lifted me
it
instead
does.
Of putting me down.
It's so true. I love that. That was your outlook on it. And how many of us, we get caught in the complaining and woe is me type things of life, and it's so easy to reflect in that way, but we have to say no to the enemy's tactics and just continually praise God, because he always has a plan to lift us up and put us on the right path.
So. That's so good. I love that. And that's why when you're thankful already, God will help you to get to that spot where you can always find something good.
That's right.
Because no matter how difficult the things, even if the good is, you know, God is with me. He never leaves
Amen.
Me, never forsakes me. He's going to give me the answer to this problem. Mm-hmm. He's going to show me the way out, and I'm just thanking him ahead of time.
That's right.
You just begin to expect it.
Praise
In fact,
him.
I've said it this way, rehearse your victory dance.
I love that. And I often do. Sometimes you just need to dance, give God the praise, and just give it up to him. You know, this is going to be my first Thanksgiving with my daddy in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be easy, I mean, to just let that consume me.
You could focus on the fact that he's not here,
exactly.
But you could instead think about all the wonderful memories you
exactly.
had while he was here.
Exactly.
And that you will, thankful that you will see him again.
See him again and make more memories with my daughter. And I know my daddy's in heaven, and he would want me mm-hmm. and my family to have a beautiful Thanksgiving. So mm-hmm. we're doing it for you, Dad. And it is. You know, it doesn't mean you don't cry and you're not
of
sad,
course.
But you always reflect on that goodness, giving thanks and praise to God. Like you said, Pastor Kathy, I'll be with him again.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And
it's
you
just
brought
so
up
beautiful.
Something that's so true, because there's a lot of people that are in that same spot.
Mm-hmm.
They're lonely. They miss their loved one that's going on with God, to be with God. Or they're maybe in another part of the country. They're separate and they can't come together
exactly.
at Thanksgiving time. But and that's hard. But we have to recognize that dwelling on that doesn't help you. It doesn't strengthen you. But we can't find something to be thankful
exactly.
for.
Exactly. And think about all those beautiful memories and how you will see them again. And that's mm-hmm. the comfort. That's the hope of glory we have in Jesus. And that's the ultimate thing to be thankful for.
And you know, even if you can't be with your loved one, maybe you can make them a phone call.
Yeah.
And you'd spend a little time on the phone chatting. Or
exactly.
And today we have all these devices. You can do FaceTime.
You can FaceTime. You can go on your chat room, whatever it is, Facebook, share memories. And it's so easy. Why not do that?
What we've done so often around our table, our family table, is everyone takes the time or turn to list what you're thankful for.
Yeah.
And that's always a good thing to do. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving,
Chrissy?
Oh,
my gosh. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful, like we mentioned, my daddy. I'm thankful that I'm going to see him again and that I had such a beautiful example of an earthly father. I'm thankful for my mom, my precious Sophia, Luis, all of my family.
Mm-hmm.
And thankful for JDM. Thankful mm-hmm. that I get to work here and continue the call of reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time. It's just so much. I could spend hours and hours.
And you should.
I should. And it's the truth.
And we're spending just a short
time
here, maybe like 30 minutes to be thankful and realize the power of thanks.
Yeah.
Because when you're thankful, it changes your perspective.
It sure does.
One of the things I'm especially thankful for right now while we're chatting is for Jesus,
Amen.
Of all that he means to me.
Yeah.
You know, when I received Jesus into my life, I really wasn't looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
Watching TV, all of a sudden Billy Graham came on the TV. My daughter was about a year and a half old at the time, and I just watched whatever came on the TV because I was trying to get her to sleep.
Yeah.
And I listened, so I wasn't looking for him, but he was looking for me.
I love that.
And he saw me, and my life totally changed, and I'm so thankful how when I look back and see where I could have been
exactly.
had I not turned and listened and actually responded to the message that I heard. You know, when you respond to the message of Jesus Christ, it changes your perspective.
Amen.
It does give you a reason to be thankful. So no matter what you're dealing with today in life, realize that God has an eternal plan for your life, a plan that's better than you could ever ask or even think, and it's going to bless you and touch you. God wants you to be thankful that you're even listening to this today.
Amen.
Because
right.
God has given you answers to help you to realize that he loves you so much that he sent his son who died on a cross for your sins. And when you recognize that you need a Savior, he's always going to be there for you to listen to you, and you ask him to forgive you of your sins. Lord, And when you come to Him with your whole heart, mm-hmm. He receives you. And such an easy thing to accept Jesus. You don't have to have a lot of people have a long prayer, and that's good. But remember the thief on the cross? All he told Jesus was, remember me.
And yes, and it was that simple.
Simple. And he was thankful for Jesus, for seeing him. And we all have to be thankful that God opens our eyes to the truth. Mm. This is why we're doing this today, and it's why you're watching. God wants you to realize how wonderful His plan is for your life. And that's a lot to be thankful
for. It sure is. It gives me also, once again, do my little praise dance. Because mm-hmm. when you think about it, once you say yes to Jesus, once you accept that gift mm-hmm. of salvation, you have the authority to say what you can say in the name of Jesus. Use that name to change things in mm-hmm. your life and to make things, all the crooked paths go straight. So it's just an amazing gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, I love that. Do you have a testimony for us?
I do have a testimony.
I like to hear what somebody has something to say.
I love it. They are thankful. This is a glorious story from Sandra. She says, unlimited appreciation. Now that's thankful mm-hmm. for your teachings. You teach some of my favorite verses and you make loving Jesus easy and fun. I've grown closer in my walk and relationship with God because of you. Well, Sandra, we have unlimited appreciation for you too, and I hope you're watching. And just to hear that, I have grown closer in my walk and relationship with God because of you. Pastor Cassie, that must just stir you up so much.
It does, and I'm so thankful for that. Thank you for sharing that. You know, and let us know if this program has blessed you.
Yes.
Because it'll encourage us.
It does.
Well, you know, it's an effort to put all this on.
Yeah.
We have a team of people here because you're worth it.
Yeah.
And we want you to just be blessed and encouraged. It's always wonderful to do that.
It is. It sure is.
We're going to continue studying the Word of God today. I hope you're following along in your Bible. Maybe you have a notebook. You can write down things that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you specifically for. About. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Mm-hmm. It's so important because God wants us to give thanks. Why is that? Why? Because He wants us to realize that it releases supernatural power in our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
In all areas, spiritually, physically, and financially.
That's right.
That's so good.
And you know, it's really a simple exercise. And when we start giving thanks, it changes our perspective.
It sure does.
Let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
Amen. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Well, there it is. That's the will of God.
Yeah.
But people say, well, I don't know my purpose. I don't know what the will of God is for my life. Well, there it is.
You know, some people misinterpret that scripture because they're thinking that everything bad comes from that comes along their pathway to just say thank you for it, because God's will is for that. He's mm-hmm. that's His will, and it was something bad.
Yeah.
That's not what the scripture's saying at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying giving thanks is God's will
Amen.
For you, because when you say thanks, it changes your perspective. It starts turning that thing around.
It sure does.
Amen?
All good and perfect gifts come from God. And I hate to hear that sometimes when people say, well, you know, the Lord might have put this on, He put this on me so that this and that, and you just cancel that and say, no, is this good? Is it perfect? And it's not from God.
That's right. The only one that steals, kills, and destroys is Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came. It's the scripture we quote so often here on Glorious Living. Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes, that's glorious living.
It is.
Yep.
So you have to start living a life that expresses more gratitude to God and teach others to do the same. Mm-hmm. Start small, be sincere, and just watch what God will do. Because there's something about a grateful heart that opens doors.
It sure is.
You know, but Chrissy, sometimes it's not easy to be thankful.
Uh-huh. Sometimes, I mean, it's easy to get down in the dumps sometimes.
I know, if you focus on that, but things get a whole lot better and when we are thankful,
yes,
it starts changing
right.
our perspective.
That's right.
Makes it for a better day.
It sure does. And I love when it says about how teaching others to do the same. You know, I have a little girl, y'all know Sophia Marie, she is so funny.
Uh-huh.
She makes me laugh so hard. And we're in the habit of when we ride to Nona's house, we say our prayers uh-huh. and I say, dear God, and she repeats. It doesn't really sound that great right now. Pronunciation. We're working on, dear God. It's like, okay, come on, you'll get it. But it's so fun because she actually initiated it the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. And she said, pway? Pway. And she put her hands together. But we thank Him. That's the first thing we say is, thank you for our day. Thank you
yes.
for my mom and dad. And she's already getting that inside of her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so awesome to know that. And so just keep planting those seeds in your family, your children. If there's a Debbie Downer maybe in your life that's just a little bit, you know, everything's woe is me, just start instilling it in them little by little.
Yeah.
And maybe they can pick up on that habit.
That's so smart to do that with your children. That's what we do. That's how we learn.
Yes.
I remember you give something to your child, they say, thank you.
Yes.
It's a basic thing that you teach your children. It's not just that it moves beyond just being words that they imitate.
Yeah.
But then they start being thankful. You'll just love it when, I don't know if she's ever done it yet, when she just comes up and says, thank you, without you telling her
yes.
to say it.
Yes, thank you. And she says, thank you, welcome, in the same sentence. She gives me so, she goes, thank you, welcome. I said, okay, girl, thank you. Or when she goes up and says, I love you. That happened recently with a kiss.
What a
My heart melted. It was so awesome. I'm thankful for that.
Oh, yes.
Those moments. But, you know, she's imitating, like you said. I never thought of
you
that, really.
Them.
We're training them. Mm-hmm. She's seeing us tell each other, we love you, and I'm telling her, and the hugging and the kissing, the affection. It's so important for them mm-hmm. to take hold of that. And even as adults, it's important for us to get that encouragement and that love from one another.
It warms your heart. And so we're following God's example. He loves us so much. Mm-hmm. And when we say thank you to Him, it just keeps that whole beautiful relationship yeah. rolling
along. The power along. Of thanks is contagious. It sure is.
It does. Where are we at now? Let's turn to Hebrews chapter
yes.
13, because we should never take God for granted or people for granted. Being thankful for people that are willing to stand alongside of us mm-hmm. and get the message out, you can't just think about it. You have to say it.
Exactly.
And God wants to hear it regularly from us, and I believe people want to hear that too. So we're going to read this in Hebrews chapter 3, because expressing your gratitude can make a big difference in your life. By saying thank you to God so much, you're going to continually remind both yourself and the devil mm-hmm. of God's rank in your life.
That's so important.
God's
too.
At the top,
yeah.
and there's no one that compares with Him.
Amen. That's so good. It's so good. Never take that for granted. It's really good.
It's so true. And then a lot of this we got from Jesse's article in the magazine.
It's
just
beautiful.
Make sure, if you haven't read it already, you can go back and read it yourself. We're going all over the place in it, but
yeah.
it's some good basic truths mm-hmm. that you can learn about
yes,
thanks.
So
maybe you
good.
Can implement with your family around your Thanksgiving table this
yeah.
year.
Yeah, you can read it in print, or if you don't have print, you can go on jdm.org and get a digital download. And maybe if you speak Spanish, your family's Spanish, friends, you can send them the Spanish version as well. So we have it available for you here and now, so you can do that after you watch this.
That's right. We're talking about the power of thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And these problems that the devil sends you where he try to destroy your life, but suddenly they'll hit a wall of power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about today, the power of thanks. It changes your perspective. It changes your attitude. It changes your circumstances.
Amen.
And let's read Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Chrissy.
Yes, it says, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. And I love how they call it the sacrifice of praise.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can make a choice in that moment to do something else.
Well, think about sacrifice in the Old Testament, how it was really an offering they brought to God,
mm-hmm.
whether it was their little lamb, Fluffy, as I often say.
It's so
they'll
sad.
Bring and offer it to God. It was a gift.
Yeah.
So the sacrifice of praise is a gift. It's something that we give to God from our heart.
That's right.
It's not a hard thing, but And when you say sacrifice, you mean, oh, I got to give thanks to God today again?
No.
It's totally opposite than that. It's a gift that you give to Him that He receives, and it changes everything.
Yeah, and it happens more and more. Once you start doing that and make it a practice in your everyday, maybe in your car ride or before you go to work, whatever your season of life is, when you put Him first and you start praising first thing in the morning, that
yes.
establishes your whole day, your whole attitude, everything. The people that bug you won't be as terrible that day because you've started praising,
yeah.
thanking.
It would be good to just take out a piece of paper or get your phone out and type out at least two or three things that you can be thankful
Amen.
For today.
Mm-hmm.
Because gratitude is exactly the opposite of what Satan would want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to complain and blame God, because why? He's the accuser of the brethren, and he will accuse God too. Remember the Garden of Eden?
Yeah.
When you don't know what to do, you know, when you don't do what the devil wants you to do and you thank God instead, it changes your outlook and it reinforces your faith.
I love it so much. Yeah, when we reflect on the Garden of Eden, when we think about all of those beautiful good gifts that the Lord gave Adam and Eve, and how they took it for granted, and they
yes.
went against God's plan, listened to Satan, and then sin came into the world, and we're living it right now, trying to battle the flesh. But with Jesus, we've already won. We're victorious in that.
I love that. It's so true. If you think about how Eve had everything.
She
and
sure did.
Satan found one thing for her to complain and not be thankful
mm-hmm,
about.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you can't eat on that fruit,
yeah.
that tree? How come? all the trees.
Come on, Eve. Come on,
and Adam.
One tree
you couldn't. Yeah. She wasn't thankful because she couldn't get everything. Be thankful for what you have. So she didn't recognize that. That was just a trap of the devil to pull her off track, and she fell into that trap. We shouldn't do that. We have that example for us to read and be wise enough to listen to God and not be thinking about what we don't have, but be thankful for what we do have and trust God that He's going to bring more unto us. He's a faithful God.
He
keeps
sure
covenant
is.
Down to 1,000 generations, the Bible tells us. So God's not done with you. You're on a journey. Maybe you're not where you want to be, but you got, God, don't give up. Keep moving forward. God is going to reveal His perfect path to you a day at a time, a moment at a time. It's just in the same way that I've used this example so often, but it means so much to me. I have a you probably have an automatic light somewhere in your house.
Yes.
I have one in my garage where it automatically goes out if I'm not in there. And when I open the door, it's still dark.
Yeah.
But the moment I put a step into that garage, the light goes on.
Amen.
And I can see what's in front of me. Mm-hmm. So being thankful is like taking that step, even when things look the darkest. Mm-hmm. But you keep moving forward, and then God puts the light on, and He shows you the direction. He shows you His path. He shows you something else that He has planned for you that you can be thankful for.
Amen. That's so good, Pastor Kathy. And when I think about the Word, too, that's something I'm so thankful for. We mentioned the story of Adam and Eve. We mentioned all these other scriptures or stories, and it's just so awesome that we have the ability to pick up this book and to read it. It's a living, breathing thing. The Word of God, it's so active. When you take hold of it and you use it as a reinforcement in your life and you open it and read it, that there's just so much to be thankful for. But to have this available and to have the Holy Spirit in us, how awesome it is to just so thank Him. Thank God for the Holy Spirit for giving us that gift, that comforter, you know, to help us through any attack that you may be facing. You know that you have the Word, you have God on your side, the Holy Spirit's living and dwelling in you.
Right.
And you have a promise for you and generations coming after you. You have that promise of salvation through Jesus because you made a decision to accept Him.
That's
and to
so
me,
good.
That's such an honor. Why not? Why not get that Bible out at the kitchen table on Thanksgiving and start reading the scriptures to your family? Maybe they might look at you a little weird if it's out of character, like, what's mom doing taking this Bible out? But it really does. It ignites a fire in people.
Right.
And then they'll start, you know, just giving praise and honor to God. Maybe they haven't in a long time, but you're sparking that back.
That's right. It's contagious. In fact, every attitude is contagious. If you, like you said, the Debbie Downer.
It was a Saturday Night Live sketch. Yeah. Back in the day.
Find something to gripe about. But instead, if you can be the one that'll help lift your family out of that, find something good to thank God for.
That's
and don't be discouraged because you're not thanking God for any problems that may come your way. You're just thanking Him.
Yeah.
And while we am thankful for the Word and that God revealed Himself to me through His Word, I had never read the Bible before I got born again. But when I started reading, I started seeing all the things that are available to me. I knew that I could pray for my family. They could get born again.
And you did it, Pastor Kathy.
I'm thankful for that. I had answers. People told me, why don't you just give up, divorce Jesse, because you had every right to. But I had hope at that point when I got born again. And I remember holding on to the Word of God and seeing God bring our family together. And now Jody was raised in the gospel. She's going to be with us on our next program.
I'm excited.
It's so exciting. Please just make sure you tune into that. But she's going to help us. We're going to just think about all the things that we have to be thankful for.
Exactly.
I'm especially thankful for the Word of God, and I'm also thankful for all of our partners that help us proclaim the gospel. You know, it's been 49 years now.
Oh,
next
man.
Year will be 50.
The big 5-0.
The big 5-0 is coming up, and we want you to take all of you with us on that journey all year long. In 2026, we are going to celebrate all the good things that God has done through our ministry all these years and what He's going to do going forward. Great programs are planned. We're excited. We just want to keep celebrating and just expressing our thankfulness to all that God has done, what He's doing, and what He will do.
And what He will do. And that's what I love about this ministry. I'm so thankful that you decided to pray and when you first got born again for Brother Jesse, because this beautiful ministry has been birthed 50 years of reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time, and letting you knew 50 years of letting you know that there's nothing impossible with God.
That's right.
Which
that's right.
To me, that's just so awesome, because not a lot of ministries are going to say that. They might put a little, they might put a limit here and there, but not JDM.
No limits here at JDM. And this is why we're here. We want to build you up, strengthen you, so that you can fulfill the destiny and the plan that God has for your life. He has planned for you to have a glorious life. Amen. That's why this program is called Glorious Living. We touch on different things. Everything is about living for God in a way that glorifies Him.
That's right. And it's so possible. A lot of people say, is this even possible? My life doesn't seem glorious at all. Well, it is when you know Jesus. No matter what the circumstances may look like around you, if you know Jesus, He's in your heart, then it's a glorious life. And you should start praising and thanking Him even right now. While you're watching this, praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. I am so thankful. I'm especially thankful for our partners. Thank you, partners, for helping us do what we do. You're part of this this program, as well as everything that we do here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries. And we are so thankful for that.
Oh, yes.
And if you're not a partner, you can become one by using all the information that's on the screen. Just know that when you sow your seed, we pray and agree with you for a harvest.
Yes.
And you're going to help us to do what God has called us to do by spreading the gospel to everyone. That's the Great Commission, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We're called to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. That's our vision. You're a part of that. But also, we pray for you to be blessed and be strengthened, because we believe in the hundredfold return. We believe in God blessing. Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give under your bosom. So it's something Jesus said. So we adopt that, of course, in our life. And we've seen it happen.
Oh, yes.
Everything that we've been able to do is because of the blessing of God that's been on our life to help us to do fulfill the calling that He's placed
I love it. And I love when you both mentioned that anointing of increase. When you teach about the hundredfold, when you teach about giving and the hundredfold return, it's so possible. It's there. It's a promise of God. Why not take it? I love when boss says, you got 60, 100. Why not want the 100?
Yeah, why go to 60, 30, 60? Yeah, why 30, not do the hundredfold?
Why not do the hundredfold? Like when you think of a Thanksgiving banquet with the turkey and the macaroni and the dressing and the...
Oh, yeah. And the dessert. Don't forget the dessert.
And I know y'all thinking about it. Maybe some of y'all are preparing that turkey right now. I won't be cooking the turkey. I can promise you that. But it's
we have that to be thankful for.
Yes, I'm so thankful for that. That was good. But the buffet table, you think about
There's no limit. God's promises.
Mm-hmm. I mean, get a little of this, go back for seconds, thirds, fourth. Unlimited.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
We have so much to be thankful for. Not just the food, but for our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
right.
Chris. I love you.
I'm
thankful
to
God for you for helping me to do these programs every week.
Thank you, Pastor Kathy.
Such a blessing to our ministry. And our partners are so thankful for you. All of those that are watching, you have something to be thankful today.
Yeah.
Thank God for His presence that's in your life even right now. Believe that He's touching you and strengthening you. And it's not going to go away. It's not just going to be for a day. It's going to be for a lifetime.
Amen. I love it so much. And thank you, Pastor Kathy. This was great. I know you're filled up with gratitude. Get ready to have the best Thanksgiving yet. I like when we say yet, because it's just going to be better and better and better.
Not ever, because there's always going to be increasing.
Always increasing.
That's what we have to be thankful
for.
Yes,
ma'am. It's been awesome.
It's been great. Yeah. And thank you for watching today and being part of this program. I hope to see you next week right here in Studio C. We're going to have a great time. God bless.